Hello and
welcome to
Christian Squared, starring Christian
and Christian
and Matthew.
So school safety is an important thing. It keeps everyone safe, comfortable, and keeps the school environment a safe place to learn, work, and socialize. School is, admit it or not, a big part in our adolescence, and it would be nice to keep it safe from threats. If you've been aware of the past decade, you've probably noticed that schools, specifically in America, have been under attack by shootings. These shootings have made us more aware as a whole country about the dangers of today's people.
Since our IDs are new this year, there's not a whole lot to them. In the future, I think it would help to scan your ID to get into or out of the school, like the teachers, to even further improve student safety. We interviewed Ms. Patterson to hear her thoughts and reasons on IDs.
Okay, so why I implemented lanyards at George Ranch High School, which was so popular, by the way, not really, but when I was asked to come over to George Ranch High School and started adding things up, there's 2,734 kids over here. There are almost 300 staff members. So you have basically 3,000 people in one building. A lot of things are happening in the world today, right? There's a lot of safety issues and things like that. So it's completely a safety feature. It's not a house thing and you're in this house and you're a little kid in sixth grade. It's not that anymore. It's about keeping people safe and being able to identify. So let's pull up and think about things, terrible things that have happened like Sandy Hook and things like this. And so I watched a video on a teacher from Sandy Hook talking about how all of that happened and how that affected her. And one of the things that she said in that video was that she had been shot and left on the ground and no one was able to identify her because she didn't have any identification on her. Something that she would have wished is that people would be able, because it wasn't the normal people that were in the building, it was security and things like that, that wouldn't be able to know the people's faces. And she said having some kind of identification on people would have helped them to identify family and things like that. And luckily she lived through that, but that was one of the feedback, and it stuck with me, that if we're going to try and maintain safety as much as we can here at George Ranch, that's just one step closer to being there.
In the future, do you want to use more safety features than just IDs, or use IDs maybe as scanning or something like that?
Absolutely. I think your ID should be able to let you in and out of the buildings. Like when, you know how you have passes that get you in on the sides and stuff. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't to get in the side. I would love for the IDs to be where you can scan your ID like I can, because I can scan my ID and it opens the door for me. So having that and knowing that you have that access to in and out to be able, if you're in an emergency situation, you can get in immediately, regardless if you have that pass, that would be important to me.
Thank you so much.
One way school safety is being implemented at George Ranch High School is by use of IDs and lanyards. This has been widely regarded by students as a bad move. However controversial it may be, it does in some way help identify who belongs at school.
What does school safety mean to you?
School safety to me means obviously the safety of the students, but most importantly keeping them out of trouble so they can focus on their studies and just go on and have a regular day without any distractions.
How do you feel about lanyards and IDs?
I'm not opposed to them, but if I'm being honest, I don't really wear them, because if they had like more of a real like enforced purpose, then I would. So I feel like they need to become like more important, and then I'd be compelled to wear it.
Do you have any ideas about how to make school safer?
Not exactly, but I mean, I feel like we should have more security and more like keeping people off drugs and all that stuff like that, and probably more importance towards lanyards and all that stuff. So yeah, that's it.
All right, thanks.
And that's about all for this episode of Christian Squared.